Randy Alcorn's masterfully written murder mystery, Deception, is a key title in Multnomah's spring 2008 fiction lineup. A spin-off of his best-selling novels Deadline and Dominion, Deception offers readers a gripping story featuring Detective Oliver Justice Chandler, with favorite characters Clarence Abernathy and Jake Woods playing strong supporting roles in this twisting, turning whodunit. Ollie Chandler is a brilliant and quick-witted homicide detective who lives by Ollie's first law: things are not what they appear. So when a university professor is found murdered and the motive looks like revenge, a stunning discovery leads Ollie to an unimaginable conclusion. Could a murderer be a fellow homicide detective? As Ollie probes deeper, another detective is murdered. What is the root of this jumbled, deceptive mess of lies and secrets? Randy Alcorn has successfully proven his writing talents by producing both best-selling fiction and nonfiction books. We've asked Randy Alcorn to join us to share more about his novel, Deception. Randy, it's good to be with you today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Randy, your previous titles, Deadline and Dominion, have been enormously popular, and the hardcover edition of Deception is undoubtedly on its way toward bestseller lists as well. So tell us, what type of feedback do you hear most from your fiction fans?
Well, one thing that's really encouraging is people like the characters in the books. And I think my novels are pretty much character-driven, and I know that when I'm watching a movie, reading a novel, it all comes down to the characters. Are they real? You know, do they disappear when they turn sideways? Or do they have depth? Is there real dimension to them? And I find that if I don't really care about the characters, then I don't care what happens to them. There's certainly plenty of action in my novels, but my feeling is that the action only matters if you know who the characters are and you really genuinely care about them. So that's one of the distinctives in Deception, that I really wanted to develop Ollie Chandler, and I want people, it's written in the first person, and I want people to know Ollie, and I want them to care about Ollie, and I want them to like Ollie, even though he's a very imperfect person. I want them to be willing to spend 450 pages with his character.
Who or what inspired you to write Deception?
Over the years, as I thought about Deadline and Dominion, my earlier novels, I've always thought I want to do a spinoff from Deadline and Dominion. In Deadline, the main character was Jake Woods. There was Clarence Abernathy was in a support role, and so was Ollie Chandler, the homicide detective. Then Dominion was Clarence Abernathy's book. Jake Woods takes a secondary role. Ollie Chandler's in that book as well. And I've always thought, one day I want to tell Ollie's story. I really want it to be in that old classic detective style from the 50s, you know, where he's telling his own story. And so it's something that I've wanted to do over the years, and I've had many, many, many people ask me to do it very specifically. They've said, I want a book about Ollie and from Ollie's perspective. And finally, I got around to doing it, and I literally, for the last 10 years, I have been writing down periodically different ideas, plot ideas, that sort of thing. So when I finally sat down to write Deception, I went, wow, I've collected a lot of stuff. Now let me try to figure out how to weave some of these things together. And it really was, writing is hard work, but it was also a very enjoyable process.
Your writing reaches readers where they're at and walks through the questions of life with them. When readers finish Deception, what key impression do you want to leave in their hearts and minds?
One of the impressions I want them to have in their minds when they finish Deception is that things are not as they appear. This is true not only with this murder mystery, where the reader is going to be taken through a bit of a maze and discover that certain things they think are true are not really true, and hopefully they'll be entertained in that process. But they'll also come to see, along with Ollie Chandler, that the way things look on the outside is not always the way they really are beneath the surface. There is a God of Providence who is working behind the scenes, beneath the surface of life. And even though Ollie doesn't believe in that God, there are a number of things I think that will prompt not only him, but the reader to give second thoughts to just the fact that there's a lot of deception in this world, and hence the name of the book, Deception. And that it's not only true in this specific murder mystery, but it's true in life as general. So the murder mystery serves as a picture of all of life. Things are not as they appear in this murder mystery, things are not as they appear in life itself. We better take a second look and kind of look carefully to see what we may be missing.
Okay. You have a quote at the beginning of each chapter. Those are fun to read. Why did you choose Sherlock Holmes for those?
I'm a big Sherlock Holmes fan. I love Sherlock Holmes, and there's a certain amount of Sherlock Holmes that's in Ollie Chandler. And so I got together a bunch of great quotes from Sherlock Holmes, and I thought, well, let's see if I can integrate those into the beginning of each chapter. And I didn't just simply choose them randomly. I actually took the hundreds of them that I had put together and said, which one of these will best fit this chapter? And I did quite a bit of switching around, and so it would probably, most readers probably wouldn't think that much thought, you know, went into it. But if you actually look carefully after you've read the chapter and go back and look at that initial quote from Sherlock Holmes, you should be able to see some specific way in which the theme of this chapter or some of the events of this chapter related to that quote from Sherlock Holmes. And I love the kind of the resonance there is in taking epigraphs or, you know, utilizing certain quotes that set a tone for a chapter and also that connect Ollie with this historical figure, fictional figure, obviously, of Sherlock Holmes and make that connection of, hey, this is a mystery and we're trying to figure out what this is about.
You've got a wonderful cast of characters, and you've got an intriguing mystery, Sherlock Holmes quotes. But if you could have just 2 minutes to pitch Deception to the producers of Good Morning America, what would you say in order to gain their attention?
Okay, that's a great question. I was just pitching a movie in Dallas last week to some producers, but it was on my novel Deadline. But in the case of Deception, I guess I would really say, here's a book where a man is faced with an impossible situation because he has come to realize that the only person who could have committed this murder is one of his fellow homicide detectives. He does not want to believe this. There's only 10 of them that work on the force. Together, five teams of two people each. But there's some inside information and some tampering with evidence that's taken into the evidence room and some other indications that make him conclude that it's one of his fellow homicide detectives, and he's not even sure it might be he himself because he's an alcoholic who's had some blackouts at some times, especially the time of this one particular murder, and he can't account for where he was and what he was doing. So I think it's a mystery that operates on a number of levels, including that one that I alluded to, about the fact that things are not as they appear. And Ollie Chandler, who is a wise-cracking, fun-loving, enjoyable detective, and yet at the same time is a cynic, is somebody who his skepticism, his poking fun at life, are some things that readers, in the case of a movie, viewers will really resonate with, connect with, but also they'll walk in his shoes as he deals with the greater and larger issues of life, which also are something different than they appear.
Well, we've been talking with Randy Alcorn about his novel Deception, already out in hardcover and soon to be trade paper conversion in spring 2008 from Multnomah. Thanks for being with us today, Randy.
It's been a pleasure, and thank all of you for selling the books and getting them into people's hands.